Newsbreak podcast.
After the establishment of diplomatic relations between India and South Africa, the free nations, which commenced in 1993, we are now celebrating 30 years of this diplomatic partnership. And I look forward to deeper engagement between these two countries. As I close my remarks, I just want to reiterate the connections that bind both our countries and communities and cultures together, especially the promise of a future that will be driven by the energy and the innovation of our youth and our democratic values. Indeed, it will reflect India's philosophy of Vasudeva Kudumbakam, which means world is one family, which in turn, I believe, would reflect the spirit of Ubuntu, which reminds us that each one, I am what I am because of what we all are. Once again, I take this opportunity to thanking you all for joining us in these celebrations and wish you all a prosperous, healthy and a happy new year where we all can bring to reality our dreams. Thank you. Jai South Africa, Jai Hind.
Meanwhile, traditional Prime Minister to the Zulu royal family, Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi, conveyed the sincere appreciation of the Zulus by King Misu Zulu Kazwelithini to India for helping to uplift a nation.
We look forward to continuing with and creating more partnerships to create job opportunities and boosting rural development amongst my people. I acknowledge and thank the Government of India for coming on board to help boost our agricultural sector in KwaZulu-Natal through tractor assistance. This gesture will be of great benefit to my people in rural KwaZulu-Natal. Program Director, the South African partnership through BRICS is gaining momentum. Bilateral relations between India and South Africa have clearly shown an interest in skills, development, cooperation in agriculture, combating drought in South Africa, solar energy strategies to combat HIV and AIDS, rural women empowerment, and livestock development, especially in KwaZulu-Natal. I also wish to thank the Government of India for making the Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation, ITEC, program available to my people. I'm glad that the latter have a chance to study several technical training programs in India, including in the fields of agriculture, rural entrepreneurship development and information. Technology, I'm aware that more than 2,000 students who are Zulus have been to India on this program thus far. We salute you for this initiative. Honorable Consul General, please convey this to us on behalf of His Majesty and all of us, as it helps you, the poorest of the poor, with various skills.
In case you missed it on Newsbreak.